Okay, any Enugo? Can you come forward? Bring the family as well. Everyone, come forth. Oh, bless your hearts. Probably easier if you come up these steps, actually. Yeah, I know. It's gone quiet. This is different. Wonderful. Welcome to you both. Okay? On this windswept weekend. Welcome as a family. That's great. You're wonderful. I'd just like to welcome you into membership this morning, but I thought, would it be possible, it's up to you, would it be possible just to give a brief testimony of how you became a Christian? Or, as they say, have you got your hands full? You know? Yeah.
We were both born into Christian families, but as we all know, Christianity is a relationship with God. It's not just a religion that you adopt from your parents. So I'd say at the age of 15, that was when I truly gave my life to God and started building my own personal relationship with Him.
Yeah, same for me. I'm born into a Christian family, but didn't really understand much about Christ and why He came to die for us, even though I heard it from Sunday school from when I was like, from kindergarten Sunday school up until I graduated from Sunday school. And then in 2000 was when I finally gave my life to Christ and became born again. And it's the Christian life is not an easy one, we all know. Narrow is the way that leads to God and wide is the way that leads to hell. So it's been growth. Usually during the end of every year, I reassess. Now as a family, we are reassess how the year has been and what we want to look forward to in the following or in the coming year. And usually, the one thing we usually do is ask for a better understanding of God and a closer growth with God.
Bless your hearts. Thank you for that. Thank you. Wonderful. We're now to receive any and Ugo into the membership here at Underhill Baptist Church. We enter into a covenant with them to share with each other in building up the church to the glory of God, working alongside one another in His service in the world, and encouraging one another in the love of God. Any and Ugo, just respond to these words of faith by saying, I do or we do. Any and Ugo, do you declare your faith in the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, having found new life in Him?
Yes, we do.
Do you believe God has called you to serve Christ as part of this local Baptist church?
Yes, we do.
Do you commit yourself to love and serve the Lord within this church community and in the world and being filled with the Holy Spirit to fulfill your ministry in the body of Christ?
Yes, we do.
Do you believe that as a follower of Christ, you are called to band together with other believers in His church? Do you now believe that you are called to be part of this church community here at Underhill? And do you accept the Baptist principles in which we give expression?
Yes, we do.
Do you now commit yourself to love and to work, to share and to serve within this church community and within our world? Do you believe that here you may learn and grow? And do you accept the responsibility of being a member of this church?
Yes, we do.
Can I ask the fellowship please to stand? And you respond by the words, we do. Do you welcome any and who go into the family of God in this local church?
We do.
Do you promise to love, encourage, strengthen, guide, pray for, and care for any and who go as an equal partner in the body of Christ?
We will.
Do you commit yourselves to receive any and who go as a member of this church, offering them your friendship and your love? Do you receive any and who go as a brother and sister in Christ, being ready to hear and serve the Lord in him and her, and to serve the Lord within them? Any and who go, I want to offer the hand of fellowship in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to welcome you into the membership here at Underhill Baptist Church. Any, I want to offer the hand of friendship and fellowship in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the membership here at Underhill Baptist Church. Let us pray together. Hallelujah, yes. Let's pray. Lord God, we praise you for the ways you guide our lives and give sense and purpose to them. And thank you for all the direction and purpose that you have given in the lives of Innie and Ugo. We are grateful that in this church they have found a home. We pray that the sense of your direction and purpose may not leave them, but may grow and mature and bear fruit in their lives and in the life of this church. Send your blessing on our life together. We also pray, Lord, for King and for Ryan, and give you thanks, Lord, for the whole family, for the joy that those children bring. And we pray also, Lord, that everything they hear and see will lay a foundation for their spiritual lives as they grow into this world. So bless this family, we pray, for we ask it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Welcome. Welcome back. By the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, be holy, pleasing, and acceptable to you, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Christmas, as we all know, is a time of celebration. And of course, within any celebration, music plays a key role. Where it'll be a birthday, we sing happy birthday. Where it'll be a wedding, we sing songs of joy. And even in a Thanksgiving service for the life of someone, we sing songs of praise and thanksgiving. And Christmas is no exception. Christmas is a season of celebration, and of course within that celebration, music plays a key role. The music of Christmas is especially meaningful, because just listening to the words of the carols we sing will give anyone a spiritual lift. And during this Advent season, as we prepare for the birth of our Lord and Saviour, we will be looking at some of the biblical songs that prepare us for the first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are four occasions when a song of praise is given holy priority in the Gospel of Luke that relates to the first coming of Jesus. There's our given passage today, Mary's song in chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. There's Zechariah's song in verses 67 to 79. Then we have the angel's song, moving on, in chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And finally, post-Christmas, there's Simeon's song in verses 21 to 35 of chapter 2. So on this second Sunday of Advent, we'll be looking at, firstly, Mary's song of joy. Now, this song is very similar to the Old Testament Psalms in that it is a hymn of praise for God's kindness that is bestowed upon Mary And of course, as God's kindness is bestowed on us as his church. It may very well be called a song of pure joy, for Mary has found reason to lift her voice in praise to God. Mary could say with confidence, and that's a very important word, isn't it? Because as we serve God with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, we serve him in confidence, in confidence. And Mary could sing with confidence in our passage this morning, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Maybe there has been a time in your life when God has been so close to you, so faithful towards you, that you've wanted so much to offer up to him your heartfelt thanks and praise. You felt the presence of God. Not over there, not up there in the fluffy clouds, but you felt the presence of God within you. You've been that close to him. And that's why we worship him. That's why we speak in tongues. That's why, in many ways, sometimes we love God so much that the words that we have, humanly speaking, just can't explain. We are that close to him, and he is that close to us. We can learn a lot from Mary, who found great reason to praise God in spite of adverse circumstances. And of course, at the time, there were many unanswered questions. We notice that in verses 29 to 35, because Mary's position in society, in the society of that day, were very uncomfortable, very intimidating. But despite that, Mary still revealed a heart full of praise and joy. And that is just one of many spiritual disciplines that we need to make personal. So why is Mary so joyful? Why is Mary so joyful? Well, firstly, Mary is joyful because God's promises are being fulfilled through her. Mary is joyful because God's promises are being fulfilled through her. The promises of the past are being fulfilled in God's pronouncement to her in verse 35 as the angel visited her. How can it be? Was her question. How can it be? And the angel answered in verse 35, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. The Jewish people had anticipated the coming Messiah. God is now telling Mary in a very, very personal way that all of the promises will be fulfilled of the child she is to give birth to. The people were waiting in expectation. And Mary's song encourages all to have a positive attitude in life. We are all to have a positive attitude in life. Mary was rejoicing because God was keeping his promise. And we as a fellowship, part of God's global church, rejoice when we accept the fact that God still keeps his word. Amen? We move. We move. God never moves. God never moves. And Mary's song of joy is the result of a realization that God's promise demonstrated that he had not forgotten Israel. God had not forgotten Mary. God had not forgotten Israel. And Underhill Baptist Church, those that are gathered here today, I want to tell you, God hasn't forgotten you. God hasn't forgotten you. We may be forgotten sometimes, sadly, by friends, family, people in our community. People sometimes, they may let us down. Promise they'll be there. Trust me, I'll look after you. Trust me, I'll be there. Trust me, anytime you want, you just need to pick up your mobile and call me. But God never forgets us. God never lets us down. And let me tell you this morning on the truth of God's word. He hasn't forgotten you. But secondly this morning, why is Mary so full of joy? Well, Mary is filled with praise because of four divine qualities that she senses from God. And if you have your Bibles open this morning, let's follow through. Firstly, God's holiness is revealed in verse 49. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. God has done great things for me. And one thing we need to do as a Christian church, both locally, nationally, and globally, is to remember that God is going to do great things for us if we put our faith and trust in Him as we grow into Him. Holiness, you see, demonstrates in us ideas of sincerity and purity and singleness of mind. In other words, I know what God wants for me. I know what God wants for me. He wants us to live the life of Jesus. He wants us to be more and more and more like His Son, the Lord Jesus, every single day. Of course, in reality, we will never attain to that. We'll never be like Jesus. We're sinful. We let God down so many times. We never will be like Jesus. But every single day, we attain to be like Jesus, although we'll never, ever be able to do it. But that's God's purpose for us. I've said it many times, and I'm going to say it again, because it's very important that holiness is not a gift. God doesn't say to us, here's some more holiness, here's some more holiness, here's some more holiness. No, holiness is not a gift, it's a growth. It's a growth. As day by day, moment by moment, we grow in holiness and strive, and that's the word, strive to be more and more like Jesus. But secondly, look at verse 50. Holiness is not a gift, it's a growth. Yes. But God's compassion is there also. God's compassion is there also. And He desires to help. We see that throughout Jesus' ministry as Jesus in human form showed compassion. Showed compassion to everyone. Whether it be the poor, whether it be the sick, whether it will be those that were starving, hungry, and feeding the 5,000. Jesus, part of Jesus' integral ministry was, in fact, to be compassionate and loving and caring. Thirdly, His strength is revealed in verses 51 and 52. Some may have the desire to help without the power to do so. But Mary reminds us, all of us, of the mighty strength of God, who not only wants to help, but also has the ability to do whatever needs to be done to accomplish His person. So if God is guiding you and directing you in a certain area of ministry, God will strengthen you and help you, as long as you stay obedient to Him. And of course, Mary is filled with praise because of our four divine qualities that she senses from God: holiness, mercy or compassion, and strength. Finally, we notice faithfulness in verses 53 to 55. God has never and never ever will fail His people. God will never fail you. His record of faithfulness is perfect. We often sing that wonderful song, don't we? Great is your faithfulness. But in conclusion, I wonder what song will you sing this Christmas time? You could sing a song of despair. You could sing a song of defeat and gloom because of the circumstances that surround you. Or you can rise up on the wings of faith and confidence in God and sing the songs of praise that come gushing forth from the heart, like Mary, of the one who has learned to believe God and trust in all things. I'm a realist, and I want to say this finally. Every single day, because of the world order, things are going to get tougher and tougher and tougher, whether we're in the community or throughout the world. And day by day, moment by moment, there'll still be more challenges that we have to face, whether it's financially, whether it's physically, whether it's psychologically, whatever. But if we hang on to the truth of God's word, if we hang on to those divine qualities, holiness, as we read the word of God with an open mind, open heart, and open spirit and say, Lord, speak to me. As we practice mercy, Lord, give me compassion. Give me a heart of compassion to pray and seek. But Lord, strengthen me and find me faithful. It's not going to be easy. A new year is about to be thrust upon us, and there in many ways might be the fresh challenges. But even through adversity, let's try and sing the song of joy. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many emotions, Lord, that songs bring. But Lord, we thank you that we can sing a song of joy because you are still on the throne. You still have the whole world in your hands. And Lord, we give you thanks and praise. And Lord, as we begin a new week, we pray, Lord, that we can strengthen our faith and try and strive to be more and more like your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to stand and sing the song, Bless the Lord, All My Soul. So let's stand if you're able.